Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Tom Chenault. It is Chris Smith. It's Marianne Niehaus, and it's Ken Smith. And this is the Tom Chenault Show. And I hope you're having an incredible Saturday. Hello, Ken Smith. How are you?
Hello, Tom Chenault. I'm absolutely super.
Where is that accent from?
Brisbane, Australia.
All right, let's mix it up a little bit. Hello, Marianne Niehaus.
Hey, Tom.
What's happening, kid?
You know what? I'm so excited. It's been a long time since we've done a live show.
Yeah.
You've been traveling and over to Australia and what have you, so I'm excited. This is fun.
And then it gets better.
Yeah.
Then it gets better. Chris Smith, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Tom. How about you?
Never better. So we've been on the road quite a bit, so you've been hearing a bunch of replays. I know you're thrilled to hear actually a live show. Much has happened over the last couple of months, and I am thrilled to just see this network marketing profession raising itself to a completely different level and watching the age groups of the people. So I've got a couple guys in town, and these guys are different in every possible way and alike in every possible way. One's old, one's young, one's ugly, one's good looking, one's Caucasian, one is not. It's just a crazy deal. So what do you think of that, Chris Smith?
Oh, I think that's just amazing.
So usually you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and you can't treat, and you know, young dogs are impossible. But what I see happening, and the reason I wanted both of you guys on the show, was, you know, you're all pumped up, man. I've never seen a guy more plugged in social media-wise, texting, every possible way of communicating except actually talking to human beings, which you're good at, but you're also really good at social media. Then you get Ken Smith, who's as old as the hills, and he doesn't really know that much. He's trying to be you, and you're trying to be him. And he's a relationship developer at a major league level, and you are a young, up-and-coming network marketer doing the same thing. What do you think about network marketing? You just graduated from college. You've got a mechanical engineering degree from the University of Houston. You've got a huge job coming out of the gate, yet you had a two-week gap in your life, and you jumped on an airplane and basically immersed yourself in network marketing. Are you nuts? Why did you do that?
I am nuts, Tom.
Put that mic closer to your face.
Yeah, I am nuts. Can you hear me now?
Even more.
A little more.
Here.
Right there.
All right. Yeah, I am nuts for doing that. But the thing is, what I saw in network marketing and why network marketing was just something I wanted to immerse myself in is because of that lifestyle. That lifestyle that you could just have your day and create the day that you would desire.
Yeah.
I can't do that with a job. I couldn't do that going to school. And I saw that with my parents. I saw that with my grandparents. And I knew that I had to do something different because, Tom, people my age, we don't want to work for somebody. We have to work for somebody. That's what we've been taught. The only way that I know to not have to is network marketing.
And how long has that been in your soul?
That's been in my soul for the past 3.5 years.
And do you believe people can make $100,000 a year doing it?
No, I don't only believe it, Tom. I know it.
And you know it. So you're sure of it.
I'm positive.
And as you look across the landscape, Mr. Competitive Athlete, do you look at those people going, if they can do it, I can do it?
I say if they can do it, I can do it 10 times better.
That's what I love to hear. And so let's talk about, let's go over to the fossil side of the coin. How are you, Ken? What's going on?
I'm awesome, Tom. There's a whole lot going on, and I've come across from Australia just to see how it's done over here. And as the old Chinese proverb says, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And although, as you say, I'm a fossil, I've been around 35 years in this industry. I've made a lot of money. I've made little money. I've made no money at all sometimes. And the principles are still the same. It's still people to people. The products get better. The communication gets better. The phone apps and the social media and, you know, all of these things are just absolutely amazing. The only thing that's really changed is the communication. The scary part is that we've got to use this communication because people have kind of stopped communicating. And I'm one of these old dogs that likes to get in front of somebody and give them a hug and say hi and, you know, build a relationship that way. But I see the young folks you know, with their hat on, baseball cap on, back to front, saying, man, you got to get some of this stuff. And they're still making $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000, the same as we do. So I don't think, honestly, listeners, that you know, you can do it no matter who you are, where you are, if you've got a big enough desire.
And so inside of that, with your desire to do that, have you embraced social media in order to get closer to people, to get them into that funnel where you can develop a relationship with them?
Yeah, look, I believe so, Tom. I tend to place things on Facebook and so forth about lifestyle with no real branding to it apart from personal branding of having a good time. And when people ask about that, they friend you and those sorts of things and give you the right then to ask them questions. And then usually I go via text or something like that.
Cool. Chris, social media for you.
Well, Tom, social media is hip. It's cool. It's happening right now. But relationships are what I'm working on right now.
So where are you better, social media or relationships, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I would like to say that I'm just this social media guru that's got it all. But relationships, Tom, that's where I'm best.
How about you, Marianne? I want to hear your spin on it.
Your spin. Well, I might be in the middle. Oh, okay, maybe closer to what Ken's age is. And so I use a lot of the social media, but I'm like Ken. No matter how much social media you use, you still have to be building those relationships. And so I do a lot of that relationship building.
Okay, so what's going forward? Is Facebook going to stay around? Is it something that you believe? I mean, I watch this Facebook. I've been on Facebook for many years. And I've actually been pretty good at Facebook inside of the fact that I can't spell it for many years. That's a shock. And I don't know how to use any of this stuff that you guys are using now with Instagram and clout and all that jazz that you use. But inside of that, do you think that that platform is the one that's going to be around for the long haul, or you think it's headed toward LinkedIn, or where do you think it's going?
Well, no, Tom, I actually think that Facebook is going to transform to something that's going to be around for a long time.
Yeah.
And me and Ken had actually been talking about this, and it's on Facebook, online, there are millions and billions of people that are just there making friendships, adding friends every day, liking people's stuff.
Yeah.
The key to it, integrating it and building this business, is duplicating that online relationship. Now, that's a whole different monster.
Right.
But it's about relating to that person.
Right.
Making that friendship and making sure that they know that you're a genuine person. And if the trend keeps going that way, Facebook's going to stay around. If it gets to something else where everybody's just putting this information out there and it's just become a big advertisement, I think people will shy away from it.
Cool. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, that's the whole thing. It's social media. And so it's not throw up all your business, you know, poop in my face here.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about let's get to know each other relationships, like you said. And so I think it's funny. I heard a statistic that there are more senior citizens getting on Twitter. Twitter, which I would think that was, you know, more of a young people, you know, Twitter, more young people. And so I think they're starting to see a way to keep in touch with their extended families or, you know, what have you. But I think every single one of these social media programs or whatever have different aspects that they bring to the table. So
what do you think of that?
Well, you know, with Twitter, the thing that Twitter has over Facebook is that it's a constant stream of news.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just news of day-to-day life of different people, but you've got politicians on there. You've got athletes. You've got ESPN. You've got CNBC. You've got CNN. That's where you can go and figure out anything that's going on in the world, and it's all on that stream.
Mm-hmm.
With Facebook, you have to go to their account. You have to go to here. You have to
right,
go there.
Right.
With Twitter, it's just there. And I think that's why you would see a lot of the senior citizens doing more Twitter than you would see them doing Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook's there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of moving parts.
Complicated.
Exactly.
Yeah,
cool.
That's interesting. Just Twitter, I think as we get older, the message is nice and short so we can remember it.
Right.
Yeah.
What I'd like to say is that I'm more poised towards LinkedIn because I want to go with, I guess, a little older, more professional, if
you will.
It's
more of a professional realm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a professional way to go, and that's that's just where I'm at. You know?
Have you ever gotten a decent lead off of LinkedIn?
Yeah, I've got some good relationships, and that's what you start with.
Oh, man, yeah. He just schooled me there, didn't he?
You know, something about LinkedIn is there's actually a ranking system, if you didn't know that, about LinkedIn. And I actually recently got back on LinkedIn, got a new profile, and brought my rating from, like, 60 out of 300
people.
Oh,
no, I can't believe you just said that.
60 out of 300 people. To almost, you know, the top 1% of my friends list. So, and it's just, you know, building those relationships, connecting with people, going out there, giving them those accolades. I think it's called something like
yeah. What is that?
Endorsement.
Endorsements. Endorsements. Yeah, I get those all the time, and I'm like, how do I know you?
You need to get you. So you need endorsements, or you need to be endorsing
both.
Oh God.
It's a lot of work, Tom. It's a lot of work.
I was going to tell you, I tried to get into your LinkedIn the other day, and I got to get a new password again.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
But, yeah, no, I think, here's what I see more than on Facebook that I see on my LinkedIn is people that I used to work with a long time ago popping up because now, you know, they were in that industry, and now they have moved. They're still in that industry, but now they're someplace else. And so I think that's a great way to stay connected to those people that, like you said, that you worked with professionally and, you know, reconnecting.
Yeah. Now, Tom, Marianne, Ken, the key to building your network marketing business with social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, for the young kids out there, Snapchat, because they've got all of these different new things coming out, is keeping the curiosity there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just blast your link. You can't just post everything and anything about products, all this stuff. You've got to keep some curiosity there. To have someone come and ask you, hey, I see you're doing something. I like your life the way it looks. What is it about?
Right.
So it's really got to stay in that type of conversation for it to get to the next level.
Well, and I think you're right because people come on and they're like, oh, please just go like my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, who are you? Why would I go like it? What is it that I'm looking for there? So
we're going to stay with these guys for the whole hour, so don't even go away. This is the Tom Chenault Radio Show, and our job here is to educate you on what's going on inside of the marketplace of network marketing. We're going to talk about the merger between Monavi and Jeunesse. That's kind of an interesting thing to me. Talk about a couple companies that have gone down since we did the last show. Talk about all this stuff. Where you go? Why you keep kissing these frogs, hoping they're going to turn into a princess when there's all kinds of princesses out there where you don't have to go through the aggravation of trying to figure out which one's going to make it. I just want to hear some opinions on startups versus long-term companies. So stick around. It's the Tom Chenault Show. We're coming back right after this with Ken Smith, Chris Smith, and Marianne Niehaus.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co. By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's Tom Chenault. It's Ken Smith. It's Chris Smith. It's Marianne Niehaus. It is Messiah and his buddy Young Barlow. It is the fabulous Connie Mack and Bill Richardson. And we're all down here in Longmont at the training center at this building we've got. And I got a test. I'm going to put this up on Facebook, but I got a text message a couple of days ago from somebody telling me, you know, the bigger you are, the higher you fall, you arrogant bastard. And they just talked about, you know, how, you know, you don't want to get up too high on your pedestal because you can fall off just as fast. And if you are the one that wrote me that, I understand that completely. And I completely get what you're trying to say. And I don't like arrogant people standing up there looking over the weird world either. And I'll have you know that I don't have many things. I'm not a thing owner. I like cheap old stuff, but I don't like expensive new stuff so much, and I agree with you, sir. So whoever you are that wrote me that decided not to tell me who you were, you just wanted to cuss me out blindly, I appreciate that. And should you have the balls to call me on the phone, I would appreciate it and have you talk to me, because we won't get in a fight. I'll agree with you, and I will get some feedback from you on how I can look less arrogant, because I always want to know that. So what do you guys think of that?
I think that's fantastic, Tom. And look, if you've got plenty of money, you can afford a parachute. So to hell with how high you fall.
That's crazy. That's probably a good point. So we were talking about network marketing, and I want to talk a little bit about companies out there and these new startups and the things that are going on, and Jeunesse moving over to moving Mona V over there. I think it's good for companies to have stability. It's tough enough. This business is tough enough. Trying to build an organization without having to look over your shoulder as to whether your company is in business next month or not. So I'm all for companies getting into a stable situation. And I think Mona V had some serious problems. And I think that they got landed in a safe place with Jeunesse. And I think it's a good thing for all the Mona V people. You guys have any opinion on that?
I think it's great. You know, some companies, they go through ups and downs, or some companies, they may experience a, you know, just a shift in where they were compared to where they want to be. And they could align themselves with someone who can bring them back to that point. And I could see that being a strategic partnership. It happens in corporate America all
right,
the time.
Right, that's what I was thinking. You know, Home Depot, I mean, just got bought out by Staples. You know, and so things start shifting around. Something's going on, and they need to do something.
Yeah, look, it's a pretty normal part of business. And, you know, you've heard for years how the network marketing industry is not a real business and things. It just proves that we are a real business. We've been a real business for nearly 100 years. And it's just the same things happen the same. And, you know, so, yeah, I don't have a real big comment on it at all. I think it's great.
Good, good, good. We done with that? Killing that horse. Why'd you choose the company you're with, buddy? And where, you've been at a couple other companies.
Uh-huh.
Why'd you choose the company you're with, and why are you staying?
Well, you know, Tom, I kind of had to learn a little bit of the hard way that you don't want to necessarily pick a company younger than 5 years if you're new in the industry, if you're just getting started out. Because, you know, I had a lot to learn. Had a lot to learn. I had a lot of people to teach it to. The reason I chose the company that I'm with now is because I saw the stability. We had to get somewhere that could support us, that we could put a solid foundation to get us to the point where we're building up this capital to do what we want. And we were joining, we had a startup, we just had a startup that we were part of, and you know, it fizzled out. Something happened to it, and we were all left in the air.
All right, and it just broke your heart.
Yeah, it broke a lot of people's heart, broke a lot of people's motivation and their inspiration, and we had to rebuild that. So I didn't want to have that happen ever again.
I don't mind that answer. How about you? Why are you where you are? Where were you? What's going on there?
Oh, look, I had a relationship back 22 years with the founder of this company, just knew what he was about and so forth, and I guess, you know, I've made a couple of good comebacks and built a few companies over the years, and found that in this industry you can get involved in a company for, you know, less than a good night out, and you can go to work and you can help people and build businesses, and if you tire of a business, you can sell it. And if you've got integrity and you've got people that follow you, then and a good product and a good company, it's better than any other business on the planet, my opinion. And I've owned real estate offices. I've had three of those over the years. Still keep pretty close in touch with that. And you know, because it's bricks and mortar, but this is just not. This is just something totally different.
How important is a mentor to you?
Oh, look, a mentor is everything.
How about you, Chris?
A mentor. I couldn't get where I am today without the mentors that I had in my life.
Marianne, how about you?
I agree, absolutely.
What we're going to do is come back. We'll talk about these mentors a little bit and talk about why it's so important and who all has a mentor. You take a look at people like Richard Branson, Donald Trump. These people have mentors. How do people believe that they're not going to be able to, they're going to be able to make it without having somebody straightening out their swing? So Tiger Woods has a mentor. I mean, speaking of swings, he's going to play in the Masters. We'll be back right after this.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
And good afternoon, everybody. Hey, Lori Boulard, I know you're not the one that would have said that about me being arrogant. I can't believe you'd said that. That's so cute. I hope that little, God, I can't think. Jaden, your granddaughter's doing great, and I hope your daughter's doing great, and I hope you're loving the MK collab and all the other things that you're doing that I see. I see your pictures on Facebook, and you're looking great. So we were talking about mentors. This is the Tom Chenault Radio Show. And thanks for listening. I've got Ken Smith, Chris Smith, and Marianne Niehaus here. And Chris, you're the young guy on the block. You've worked with Holton Bugs, who's an absolute icon in the world, mm-hmm. and some pretty doggone good people. And exclude me in the conversation, because otherwise it sounds like I'm trying to pull compliments as being either a good or a bad. If you want to say something bad about me, please feel free to. But all the good stuff, stay away. But here's what I want to know. Well, how important is it? Why are you doing it? You know, you're obviously a talented guy at what you do. And then we're going to talk about what that Nick Capandi said a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. And if you want to speak to that, that would be fine, too.
Mm. Well, you know, with mentors, me being, you know, close with Holton and out in Houston, I've also had, you know, mentorship from Jerry Clark, from Big Al Strider.
I love
you know, the legends in this business. You know, it's real important because learning, I couldn't learn nor do any of this by myself because I didn't have the knowledge. They don't teach this stuff in college. They don't teach this stuff in grade school. And they don't teach this stuff, you know, your family doesn't teach you this stuff unless your family's a part of the industry. So the only way for me to get from point A to point where I am today and where I want to be in the future is for me to align myself with those mentors. That's the only way. Everyone did it. All the successful people. Look at Sam Walton. Look at everyone in the past that has been successful. Andrew Carnegie. All those people had mentors. And then they were mentors. So that's why it's important to have a mentor so that I can become a mentor to someone else and pass that torch.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so your goal right now is to do exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
Is to be that mentor yourself.
Yeah.
And when you don't have a mentor, your team doesn't have a mentor. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be that mentor by hook or by crook. And sometimes you can't go to your upline because you can't find that individual. But it is critical, don't you think? And otherwise, everybody's kind of drifting afloat out there.
Yeah, everyone, they'll just be lost. Because what a mentor is someone who has vision. A mentor is a visionary. I used to be a president of a student organization, and I had things that I had to delegate to, you know, my vice president or my treasurer or the secretary. And I was always focused on what came next, on next week, on next month, on next year, mm-hmm. on the events to come. But the people that were, you know, that I was delegating this information to, they were focused on the present. So that mentor is also a visionary. That mentor is looking towards the future, and he's going to know or she's going to know what's coming. And she's going to prepare you for it, or he's going to prepare you for it. So I need someone to prepare me for what's coming.
Right.
I agree with that. Ken Smith, you.
Yes, sir. Well, basically, if you can get 300 pages written for nearly no money at all on Fiverr, and you could become a mentor and a guru. But I've got to go back to biblical times, I think, to find mentors for me. Goodness gracious. Yeah, because I am the old one. I am the dinosaur and paleontologist. But Jim Rowan was a good personal friend of mine before he passed away. Now, if you can get hold of anything of Jim Rowan and you read it, he's a lifestyle mentor. He's a business mentor. He's a sort of all-in-one round good guy. And, you know, that from there came Tony Robbins and great people like Bob Crisp, you know, Brian Tracy, all amazing mentors, amazing people. And most of those names, the young Chris is now reading about them as ancient history, but fantastic people. And I don't think life changes that much. And the principles that these people brought forth and the principles that they lived was what we've got to take into the future. I mean, talk about visionary. These guys were visionary 100 years ago, you know. And, you know, we've lost one of my favorite heroes was Superman. They brought him back as Superman 3. I mean, I don't know what.
Yeah.
So it's yeah. South Park, yeah.
Well, and I think, you know, just talking about mentors, the perception is, you know, a friend is a friend. They love you for who you are, but a mentor is somebody that loves you for who you can be, and they push you in that direction. And I have a lot of different mentors in a lot of different arenas, but I love the fact that, like you're talking about, you know, the Eric Worries or the Bob Crisp, you know, maybe you're not working with them personally, but their books are mentoring you, right, into a place for you to go. And I mean, it's funny because some of the people I've worked with, they just made one comment to me, and I have hung on to that, and that's just been that gold nugget, right? And then you learn the gold nugget from someone else, and you just keep all those nuggets and use them along the way. But I love what you said, that we have to be visionaries if we are going to be mentors and leaders.
Yeah. One more thing about mentors. You know, Marianne said it, you know, they are going to bring out the best in you. And one thing that I make sure is I'm always putting myself in the environment of people that are much better than me. because whether they have a better lifestyle, whether they're a better person, a better family man, a better father than I could be, because they're going to show me that I'm not that great.
I've heard you are a very competitive athlete.
I am.
All your little sissy friends say that you are absolutely tenacious.
Yep, I am.
Did you get that way playing with people that are less good at basketball than you or football or anything or better than you?
I got that way from my dad. My dad had to be the best athlete that I knew. And every single game, every single practice, every time I was at home, you know, laying down, not doing something productive, he was pushing me to become as good as he knew I could be, that I didn't even know.
Really?
And I worked my butt off, Tom. I worked, you know, I was always the smallest guy, but I was fast. I wasn't able to jump high when I was, you know, in middle school, and in high school, I had the highest vertical, the fastest 40. And I just made myself into what I knew I could be, what I was shown that I could be. And it wasn't me putting myself against people that were better than me. It was the person that actually birthed me, well, the person that produced me, that really was the best athlete, and he showed me, you know, I'm much better than you. He actually jumped over me when we were playing basketball and dunked over my head, and I said, okay, I've got to do that to him one day, and that's the type of thing.
You can dunk?
I used to be able to, Tom.
How tall are you?
I'm
4'1".
I'm probably 5'8" on a good day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you used to be able to dunk. You were a black belt in karate.
Yeah.
For many years, had karate schools.
14 years, yeah.
And did you have a mentor there?
Oh, absolutely.
So talk about Nick Capendi. You want me to?
Well, look, yeah, I don't know Nick. I met Nick, and I heard Nick speak, and he is one of the most tenacious, most driven, and most mentored people that I have seen for many, many years. So back to you on that, because you know
well. What was amazing is this guy has a mentor down in Arizona who he is terrified about. I mean, I said, because they talked about the guy getting hurt, and he's limping around, and he goes, the guy just scares me to death. And I finally said, why does he scare you? Does he scare you mentally or physically? He goes, oh, only mentally. He's the most powerful guy I've ever met somebody. But, you know, everybody works out with him. Kiyosaki, all these professional athletes. He's got World Series rings. He's got Super Bowl rings. He's an amazing guy. But he was talking about this guy, and he grew up with him, and he's been mentored by this guy since the beginning of time. And the guy that mentored that guy was the guy that started Kung Fu or whatever it is, Taekwondo or whatever it is. So after that, he's up there, and this guy owns a gym. He owns a big office building. He's got people that absolutely bow to his every word. And he was talking about network marketing. He goes, you know what? I am a white belt at network marketing. And all I'm going to do is follow everything that my mentor said, just like the very first day I got into karate. I'm not going to try to get a karate coach to teach me how to be a network marketer. I'm going to get a network marketer to teach me how to be a network marketer. And I look at all these personal development gurus that are out here trying to tell us how to do network marketing. They're good at personal development. They don't know jack about network marketing. Then you've got all these guys that are, I mean, you just look across the board. They're, you know, Troy Dooley, for instance. I mean, and I love Troy Dooley with all my heart. But he's not a network marketer. He is a kind of a watchdog of the industry, or a Rod Cook, or something like that. And what we do is we expect these people to do things that they aren't capable of doing. But when it comes to training people to be network marketers, I would strongly suggest to people that they follow somebody that's done it. And if you want to read about network marketing or understand the intricacies of or anything, the laws, everything, then you hire a Troy Dooley, who's good at that. But you have to look at what it is you're trying to get out of this thing in order for you to get what you want. And for me, if I'm going to try to become a better golfer, I think I'm going to find a really good golf coach. I'm going to find somebody that's played golf that knows how to play the game. It's going to happen the same way. And I don't, you know, and what I don't want people thinking is that I adhere to that conversation called, if you can't do it, teach. You know, because you hear about all that, you know, you hear that people dissing professors and all these guys that are at business schools because they've never chosen to be in the business world, but they're teaching people how to be in the business world. So I love teachers. And so please don't think I've got any disrespect to Jim Gilhouse, to Troy Dooley, to any of those guys. But when I'm putting my life on the line and I'm rolling up my sleeves, I'm going to probably grab a guy like a Robert Crisp. I'm going to grab a guy that has done it over and over and over again, that is in the game. I don't know that Jerry Clark's ever built an organization, has he? A network marketing organization?
In the past.
Do you think he has?
In the past.
How long ago?
Probably
50 years. And I say that just because I'm looking across my board here at all. You know, there's Ken Blanchard. You know, he's probably a great guy and he knows how to write business books, but I don't know that he's a network marketing coach. And today I am a network marketer, and I want to be good at what I do. Bob Bodine, the guy that wrote The Power of Who, great guy. You know, the most powerful guy in the National Football League you've never heard of. I sell his book. I've sold probably more of his books than anybody. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to call him to be my network marketing coach because he's not a network marketer. Dan Waldschmidt, you've got that book sitting right next to your desk. I'm not going to have Dan Waldschmidt be my network marketing coach because he's not a network. Am I beating this horse to death?
Well, no, I totally agree. I mean, I think it's, and for Chris and like me, I think we're on this path of, we're absorbing as much as we can as we go and learning as we go and loving every aspect of it as we go and getting our head wrapped around what this all really means. This is important stuff. And you say that all the time.
Yeah.
This is important stuff. And we have such a bigger purpose than what I had when I was in the corporate world.
Yeah.
Well, I think you guys have gotten hold, especially this, of the responsibility you have to your teams. You don't have time to be taking people off cliffs or practicing on them. You got to make something big happen for them right now, because that's why they jumped in the foxhole with you. So let's all take the mountain together. We'll be right after this.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A national crisis is here and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. It's Chris Smith. It's Ken Smith. These people have been incredible. You know, their commitment to you, their commitment to themselves, their commitment to personal development, their commitment to mentoring, and their commitment to being mentored has got to be really, really important to you. So you've got a couple of choices. If you're down in Australia or New Zealand or even here, and you know Ken Smith, you might want to get involved with him. You might want to call him on the phone and just get his spin on all of this. So, Ken, how does people get a hold of you?
Well, basically, they can get hold of me just about anywhere on the planet if they dial a Colorado number, which is 303-806-222 or 222. Pretty much that'll come through Skype, and it'll come to my cell phone, and it won't cost you any more than whatever the local call to Colorado is. And you're welcome to give me a call for anything in Australia. I've got teams all across the U.S. as well. So,
very cool. And Chris, how about you? How do people get a hold of you?
Well, people get a hold to me by either shooting me an email at theonlycls@gmail.com or giving me a call at 409-455-7956.
What's that number again?
409-455-7956.
You got an email address?
Theonly, theonlycls@gmail.com.
Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, well, here's what we're doing. We're Marianne, what's your, we might as well give me your information if you want to talk to a spinster.
It's Marianne, M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E, at image, imageis.com, and my number is 303-667-1271.
There we go. The Association of Network Marketing Professionals event down in May. If you get a chance, Denise and I are going to speak there. Keith Halls is going to get a big award. I don't think I'm supposed to be telling anybody that. But he's just like so big. And anybody that can get down there in Dallas, I know you're going to have about a million people there, aren't you, CLS?
Yeah, they're already getting it prepared.
You're all set. You're right down the street from there.
Right down
the street. And it's so cheap. If you buy the VIP ticket, it's like $300. And they give you all the meals, the whole shot. If you buy the $100 ticket, it's $100 to hear some of the best network marketers on the planet. Orrin Woodward, I don't know if he's going, but I'm going to say he is. I know Garrett McGrath, you'll hear him. He's kind of the host of the deal. You'll hear Halls. But you want to go to that. What do you think about going to events like that, Ken? Are you the kind of guy that goes to those?
I think you've got to go. My dad said many, many years ago, he used to go to just about every funeral because we lived in a small town. And somebody said to him one day, they said, hey, Lindsay, why is it you go to everybody's funeral? He says, well, he says, if I don't go to their funeral, how can I expect them to come to mine?
Hmm.
See, it's not that true. That's Australian wisdom. But the real truth of it is you've got to go and you've got to be out there. You've got to be meeting with the people. You've got to be networking with the people. And I don't mean go there to steal other companies downline. Please don't do that. That's just tacky. Go meet the people, hear their story, listen to them, rub shoulders with them, and get among the millionaires, among those people, and among people like myself who is definitely 100 here, and just get among them and learn from them, and just don't steal and cheat.
There you go. Be honest. Have fun with it. Make some money. This is the opposite of corporate America. You can have a blast, Marianne. I can't ignore you. What do you think?
Well, no. I was just thinking about, Mark, the late, great Mark Yarnell was on, the show one time, and I remember he just said, don't bring in stinky thinkers. And what you were talking about is a real culture of the kind of people that you want to be around. You don't want those kind of people that are going to these things to steal people. That's not what it's about. And anyway, it just made me think of that, of how I think that there's a lot of integrity that goes with this business, and some people can't handle that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, we're down at the training center for another little while here, probably another 15, 20 minutes. If you want to come by on the 17th in Maine and you're in Colorado, this place is packed. We've got Young Barlow. We got Messiah Barlow. Is that how you say your name, Messiah?
Messiah.
Yeah, Messiah Barlow. We've got Bill Richardson and the lovely Connie Mack and obviously Elaine Asher. A lot of people just standing around listening to this show. Nobody's asleep yet. That's kind of nice. Yeah. Free coffee, free vitamins. How the heck do you beat this deal?
You don't beat it.
So, yeah, you don't beat it. How about your week here? How's your week? You've been here for 2 days. I'm sure it feels like a year.
I thought it was a week when you said that.
In fact, I want to talk about that a little bit. It seems like you got a little tired in the car the other night. The old guys, there was one. Here's the deal, He's always mocking me and running around with a camera when I take naps. So we were with Ken Smith, who's 100, with Ken Smith's significant other, who's about 99, and me, I'm 120. And here's the deal. Then here's little Chris. He's 23 years old, and guess who was worn out and sleeping in the back seat? Was it Elaine? No.
Nope.
Was it Ken? No.
Nope.
Was it Tom? No. So why don't you speak to that one there, Holly Anderson?
Tom, I'll go ahead and go. I'll say it. I went to sleep, and I'm not going to come up with any excuses and talk about the time zones. An excuse is nothing more than a well-executed lie.
There we go.
It's nothing
I've heard
about
that before.
The time zones. I was just tired, Tom.
Did we wear you out?
You wore me out.
That's all I wanted to hear. Thank
just
you.
Like I wore you out in Houston.
I have never.
There you go.
I know. You guys don't even understand that. He wasn't even that tired. He's just a kid. Kids sleep all the time.
Yeah,
I am telling you, I was about 15 minutes from calling 911. It was 11 o'clock at night. They had been going all day long. I was just like literally on the verge of tears. And do you know what they said? Do you want to go out to dinner at 11? I said, are you out of your mind? I want to get my Metamucil and put on my Depends and go to sleep.
Tom, that's the life of a young network marketer.
And you know what? That's the future. And we got to be ready to hand these guys the keys to the vault and let them go.
Absolutely. No, we do. And then it was great, that trip. We were all hanging out together. And I think the question was, real quick, have you ever been, was it influenced by snow?
No. And he put the windows down.
And he cracked the windows.
I opened all the windows in the car and froze their little butts off, and they were whining like little girls. We'll see you all next
Don't
week.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.